All right, welcome back to it on a Thursday. The money train does continue to roll every time the Democrats roll out these ridiculous impeachment hearings and put on, you know, far left wing professors and try to portray them as some sort of a constitutional expert when honestly their relationship with the Constitution is strained at best, to say the least. So the money rolls on, and some of it goes to the campaign and some of it goes to other places. My next guest, Kelly Sadler, is a former special assistant to the president and current communications director for America First Action PAC. Kelly, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
I know you guys have a concentrated focus. You have a focus on a handful of key states, one of those being the one where I sit right now, that being Michigan. But it's also Pennsylvania. It's Wisconsin. Tell me your strategy, first of all, and then we'll talk about the second phase you're rolling out.
Well, you know, we are concentrated on six specific states, Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, you know, as you mentioned, Michigan. You know, we are, you know, targeting independent Rust Belt states, and we, you know, have come out with a second round of these anti-impeachment campaign, targeting specifically in Michigan, Michigan 8 with Flockin, Michigan 11, Haley Stevens. What we found doing focus groups in Detroit in particular is these independent voters are turned off by this impeachment crusade that is happening on Capitol Hill. They feel like the Democrats that they voted in are not representing them in their best interest. Like, you know, passing USMCA, for example, doing highway infrastructure or, you know, drug price reduction. And they just want Congress to work for them and stop this nonsense partisanship that's happening on the Hill. And we've seen this in the polls. We've seen an Emerson poll that came out that basically independents have swung since, you know, this impeachment stuff has gone public and has been televised. They swung, you know, they were for impeachment. Now they're against it by 10 points.
Right,
so,
and that's
this is not resonating at all in middle America.
Well, it's backfiring in the middle of the country, that's for sure. I sit in Michigan's 8th Congressional District. That's where the studio sits. It's where my house is. And I can assure you that even among Democrats that I talk to, friends of mine, liberals, this whole impeachment thing, by and large, not selling well here. And that's just one part of the thing that's not selling here. The other part that's not working are all of these Democrats that are running for president that are so far left, they're like, we don't recognize these people. We don't identify with Elizabeth Warren. We certainly don't identify with Bernie Sanders. And Joe Biden, well, he might be running in first place, but it's almost like a default position for people. And as you know, Kelly, that doesn't get people excited to go to the polls. And I warned Democrats after the election in 2018, don't overplay your hand. And the Republicans need to get back to their roots in the Midwest. You guys are doing what needs to be done. Democrats are overplaying their hand. Yes or no?
Absolutely. I mean, when we go into these focus groups in these, you know, in the states that we're focused on, in Michigan in particular, you still have a water problem. You know, in Flint and in the surrounding areas, you know, in Detroit, you have an infrastructure, a highway. You know, we get the complaints that came out, like our infrastructure is terrible. And the governor is not doing anything to help improve it. These are issues that the American people are focused on. Jobs. You know, we want our manufacturing jobs back. These are issues that the American people are focused on, but you have these Democrats running for president that are saying Medicare for all. You know, let's have open borders. Let's have illegal immigrants on our health care system. And who's going to pay for all of that? And the American people are smart. They know that this is money that is going to be coming out of their own pockets. So when you have Elizabeth Warren, you know, dodging questions on how she's going to pay for all of the plans, people can see right through that. And meanwhile, you know, you can say what you want about this president, but we are in one of the best economy in the world, and people are feeling that. We're heading into the Christmas season. We had a Black Friday that was a blockbuster. Cyber Monday, people are feeling good. Their consumer sentiment is up. People are going into the stores,
right,
buying things, and that's a huge indicator of, you know, this president's policies. He just went over to NATO. He has secured an increase of $130 billion funding to NATO by making these nations pay up. He's a leader on the world stage. He's a leader in the U.S. economy. And meanwhile, you have these Democrats that are running crazy to the far left and are not even have a campaign promises or any solutions that mean anything to the American people.
Well, exactly. Right here in Michigan, we have more jobs available than people to fill them. And then you look at some of the things that are being said yesterday by the correspondents, actually, from Major Garrett, for example, from CBS News, saying it doesn't appear to people watching that this is a fair process. I look at that. I look at other people on these left-leaning networks saying it doesn't sway the voters. When the Democrats don't even ask a question of Jonathan Turley, it doesn't pass the smell test. And it doesn't. It says that they don't want to hear any other narrative. And I'm telling you, it's dangerous territory for the Democrats. They're in danger of losing those 31 seats and more, in my estimation.
Absolutely. And this is part of the reason why we are running these ads. You know, Slotkin, your district, Lansing, Trump won that district by 6.7%. She promised to come in to be a moderate Democrat, and what's she doing? She's voting on impeachment. Now, Nancy Pelosi is going to have some sort of press conference today at 9 o'clock. I mean, we would hope that she would announce that she's going to bring USMCA to the floor, or she's going to work on things like highway infrastructure or drug price reduction. But, you know, I doubt that's going to be the case.
No, but here's the thing.
Headstrong into this impeachment thing, and it is a loser for them.
Kelly, let me tell you this. Kelly Sadler here from the America First Action Pack. If you have to spend all of your time selling the impeachment idea, spending all of your time doing that, you've got a problem. And maybe it sells in Nancy Pelosi's district, but if you have to explain to people, well, this is bribery, people go, I know what bribery is. That is not bribery. Well, no, it is, because look, and you're not smart enough to understand. If you tell people they're not smart enough to understand impeachment, they are smart enough to vote. I'll tell you that.
Well, there is no evidence. There's no firsthand evidence that has been produced over 30 hours of public testimony. There is no blue dress. There are no tapes. This is a partisan witch hunt. And then just yesterday, with those three lawyers that are obviously liberals, I mean, you have Pamela Carlin calling out the president's 13-year-old son,
right,
trying to make a joke, saying that she can't walk past the Trump Hotel in D.C. because it gives her the chills.
Right, because that's the way adults act, right? I mean, that's the way adults behave. Come on, really?
Yeah. And everyone can see it for what it is. And it hasn't moved the polls. You know, Nancy Pelosi said, you know, months ago that she wouldn't begin an impeachment process unless it was bipartisan. Well, the only bipartisan vote that has happened in the House of Representatives is to not, you know, go ahead with impeachment, where, you know, two Democrats or three Democrats voted not to proceed.
And,
but
you
now
know,
she's
the risk
back
of
into a corner, and it looks like it's full speed ahead.
It doesn't seem bipartisan. It seems bipolar, the impeachment. If I might just say that. Kelly Sadler, always a pleasure. We will talk more. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. There is Kelly Sadler, America First Action Pack. We're going to talk about hospital transparency and an idea put forth by the Trump administration to show you the actual cost of procedures and the things you would need for health care before you buy them. And the Hospital Association of America fighting back, saying, well, we can't do that. Why not? 41 after.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
2019 will soon be drawing to a close, and that means it'll be time to settle up with Uncle Sam. How much do you think you'll owe? Well, here's something to think about. There's still time to potentially reduce your 2019 tax obligations. And Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do it. They're now scheduling their popular end-of-the-year tax planning reviews, and they've set aside a few select dates exclusively for their radio listeners. We all have to pay taxes, but you shouldn't have to pay more than your fair share. So, come in for a tax planning session and let Bruce and Michael show you some strategies that you could be taking advantage of. The review slots are filling up, so reserve yours today by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526. Or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
Confession.